Today, KTVU took mornings on 2 to 9 on the road for our second zip trip of the summer.
And today's stop, Saratoga. KTVU's Claudine Wong has a closer look now at a unique college experience created by two women in the city for adults with special needs.
All right, Devin, my rock and roller, what classes are you going to take for summer and fall semester?
Students here will tell you being here is about belonging.
I'm looking at, you know, checking out a new class.
James, it's so good to see you. Can I get one of your James smiles and laughs? It always makes me feel good. Excellent. Yay.
What they find here at the College of Adaptive Arts in Saratoga is unique. Founded by two women who 15 years ago saw a need and decided to fill it.
We had both seen loved ones exit out of the traditional public school system at age 22. It's a law that students have to leave if they're in the special ed system at 22.
15 years later, we are definitely living a dream that we had in 2009.
The dream in 2009 was higher education for adults with special needs who the education system no longer served, but who still had a desire to learn.
I am a school nerd, so I love going to school. I love learning new things, and my favorite, and it's my middle name too, I love taking challenges.
So they started small.
So we started in 2009 with 12 adults and one musical theater class. So now this last semester we have enrolled 229 adults over 10 states, and we have our first student zooming in from Lagos, Nigeria to learn.
Wow.
Yep, and we have 75 course offerings.
The courses are designed by listening to what the students want.
I like music.
It's just this opportunity to learn different things.
Classes like Yana, which was brought to CAA by student Bridget Cole.
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
Oh, it's a good look.
This class is an anti-bullying class.
It's also for mental health. Anyone can join. Anyone outside of school, inside of school.
Yana is about supporting one another, uplifting one another.
And how they teach matters, because what they want is to build a model that other colleges can adopt.
Our placement on the West Valley campus is what we have dreamed of and our students have dreamed of for so long, to have equitable placement with all the other college students in the area on a college campus.
Saratoga, they say, has welcomed CAA with open arms. And here they continue to grow with a new workforce development program.
There's a lot of non-traditional things that our students can do. Jobs maybe that haven't even been created yet, but maybe there's a need that they can fill.
Victoria Rivera is an apprentice, and as part of her first project, she just put on a lowrider car show to raise money for CAA.
So it took us a long, almost like a few months until get everything ready, and weeks too. But it was a good experience.
For students at CAA, this is about possibility.
Hi, my name is Allison Kennedy. I've been coming here for 9.5 years.
It's a safe place.
I've been in CAA for about 2 years.
And it's a place that will never turn them away.
Undergraduate is like the lowest level degree, but then I can keep coming back for another one.
For families, it's a future they weren't sure their loved ones would have.
I deal with 229 families, you know, and they come in and they look so lonely and so isolated and so disenfranchised. And it's really beautiful to fold them in and say, hey, this isn't easy.
We all have a connection to the community because my son, Deanna's sister, Pamela's daughter, and we all get it.
It started with an idea.
My name's Curtis, and I've been here almost 10 years. And I like that this is their forever school.
It has become their forever school. In Saratoga, Claudine Wong, KTVU, Fox 2 News.